morning, everybody. This is Pete with All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM in the great state of Seattle. We are here. We're going to have another great show. This one is always a lot of fun because I just never know what's going to happen or what's going to be said. We got our longtime sponsor and good friend here, Mitch Setlow from Leathers. How you doing, Mitch?
Hey, Pete. Good morning on a beautiful whatever September, I guess. I can't even tell. The weather's so nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was just wondering. You have this shirt on. It says, "This is it," and it's pointing to your left nipple. I was kind of wondering.
Well,
what,
I was trying to follow Melania's path of wearing like, but I thought I'd be a little more politically correct.
Yeah.
Now, this is made in Spain. I do believe in.
Actually, it's a nice shirt.
I do believe in world trade, but go ahead. Yeah. We won't get into that now.
Okay. All right. So let's. Let's have a chat here. We can talk all kinds of things, tariffs, politics. But I did hear you had said that you got some stuff brewing over at Leathers Home Furniture.
We're brewing, baby. So, you know that old thing about the wandering Jew? My first location was flooded by the Armageddon, you know, Bremen. I've had everything but locusts come happen to me. We were flooded in 2009 during the recession, which was bad enough. We were underwater. Like
you actually, your store was flooded?
My store was flooded, yes. When I used to tell vendors I was underwater, they thought they meant financially. I said, no, I'm physically underwater. You can make bagels and lox here if these salmon. Die in my store by the Bar Creek. And then I went over to what now is Big Lots, which is dark linens and things, and then I tried to buy that. That didn't work out, so I had to move across the street. And now, in the tradition of Leathers, where we get better, like fine wine, I get better looking, our furniture gets more affordable, more beautiful, we are moving down the street. We're expanding bigger, better. And long story, but the end of the story is Manifest Destiny. My good neighbors, Costco, are buying the building I'm in. And they made an offer that my landlord couldn't refuse, or he'd be swimming with the fish. I told him to take the money and run. I'm running down the street, and we're going to have the most amazing store in the Pacific Northwest. And so now's the opportunity to get in here and grab things because I don't want to move them.
Yes, that's a big deal. Are you co-oping with Value Village down there, or is that going to be a...
Well, we're going to be the old Albertsons, yes. No, seriously, we're going to be next to the Value Village there, which has 10,000 people a day. The donor class is dropping off a lot of things.
But you told me off air about kind of the architectural design of the store. It sounds like...
Well, we're going to be really cool. We're going to be standalone, you'll see. But most important, when you go inside, it's going to be the new improved Leathers. You're going to see some amazing stuff. I have resident artists be painting walls every Saturday and Sunday doing artwork. We're going to have events.
You're going to have like murals in there?
We're going to have murals, yes. We're going to have...
So this is going to be kind of like Caesars in Vegas.
No, it's not so much Caesars. It'll be an eclectic montage of sort of everything from Picasso to your fantasies about interior design, to just a great shopping experience so you don't have to go online and buy something you hate. Now the Supreme Court made everybody's equal, you're going to have to pay tax, so quit trying to save 10% by buying some caca out of Florida that came from China, then come to me and complain it's falling apart. And I say, well, why chop meat? Why didn't you come to us in the first place? Because quality actually lasts, and then even if you didn't buy it from me, you wouldn't be bitching to me.
Yeah. See what I said, Lauren?
Yeah, he's very.
He's good, man. He gets on a roll. I just sit here and listen, man. It's all good.
By the way,
but hopefully now you're not gonna sell your pink couch though, right?
My pink couch is a landmark in Issaquah.
It's
a landmark, kind of like our president's hair. Everybody notices it, but nobody wants it.
I heard a song on the radio about his hair the other day.
No, that song was big in England about the, the American idiot that was the big show that Melania and Trump actually saw on Broadway. Greenleaf, what did they call it?
Green Day.
Oh, Green Day, the band.
Green Day, before my time.
Yeah.
Green Day was, I'm not as old as I look.
Yeah, I guess you're with it, man.
The point is bigger, better, fun, great collection, guaranteed lowest. All the stuff that we usually tout as a business. You shop brick and mortar. When brick and mortar goes away, kids, you will be sitting the 900-pound kid in the basement of your parents' house with no social skills. You'll not know what you're getting. You don't care how it's made. But you know what? You come see us and you realize why the touch, feel, experience, and the knowledge makes you a happy consumer.
Yeah, it is. It is a big deal, guys. I've been out there to see his showroom, and it's kind of like the Disneyland of furniture. I mean, there's just so much stuff in there to walk through. But I just love it. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, you know, in another segment here on the show, about all the different things you have. But for right now, for this first segment, can you tell us a little more details about your moving sale? So how are they going to benefit from that?
So, you know, we have X amount of pieces that you can take and go. So there's $1.5 million worth of that stuff.
How big is your store right now? How many square feet?
It's pretty big. Put it this way, because I never like to share numbers with people like you, Pete. You know, you might be working for the Russians, you know. I mean, even though I squeeze what size foot Lauren has, I'd rather not talk about inches right now. What I'd rather talk about is volume.
Okay.
We are increasing our volume by 33%.
Wow.
Now,
would you do that?
Because I'm an idiot. I should have been retired, but I am a servant of the community. In the name of public service, good taste, interior design, the shopping experience, I'm sacrificing my frail body and probably my love life to be there for you kids. So it's going to be bigger, but clean. It's going to be a lot of take-and-go stuff. So during the sale, there's no gimmicks, guys. Our everyday low price is guaranteed anywhere in the United States.
You already had good prices.
Yeah, so these are going to be things that you just buy because I'm putting a lot of new pieces in, and it's an opportunity. So take advantage of my headache move. And remember, even stuff I want to get rid of is other people's fantasies.
Okay. That's not Cynthia, though, right?
No, Cynthia
has a stay. By the way, Cynthia, if you're listening to this,
she's had it with me. She doesn't advise
you
the fine line thing.
You actually made this show with bitch. So
she thinks she did a terrible job. People were supposed to come in and get $50 off if they asked for Cynthia, and nobody came in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is that why she thought she did a terrible job?
Well, some guy came and asked $50 off, but he had the wrong impression. I punched him in the mouth. I said, maybe for a couple thousand we could talk. No, I'm joking. That would be not only sexist, but disgusting. When a schmuck comes in and asks for $50. No, but seriously, remember we offered $50 off, they come and ask for Cynthia?
Yeah.
Well, nobody did that.
Wow. That's a bummer.
Which is really weird, because $50 to most people is a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, before we end this segment here, the sale's coming up. We'll touch on a little bit more before we end the show, but do you want to go see Mitch and Cynthia out there and the whole team? They're out there at the location that they'll be moving from. It's out there 1520 11th Avenue Northwest.
Next to Barnes & Noble.
Next to Barnes & Noble, yes. And you can also give them a call.
Behind Costco.
Yeah, which is going to now be
Costco. Yes. Costco is expanding.
This can be Costco, too.
Now, this is not Coast Furniture. It's Costco Furniture. They're smart enough to stay out of the real furniture business.
That's good. Or you can give them a call at 425-392-7632. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. So, Lauren, you were the big feet over there.
Yes.
What have you learned so far from the soothsayer, Mitch Setlow?
I've learned he is a really cool guy so far.
give that woman another dollar. And buy her some extra socks.
And I really want to go check out the art. I want to go check out his place now with art and everything.
I'll be stopping by.
Because you mentioned this off air, and you brought it up. So now that you brought it up, everybody's going, what are you talking about, this art? So why don't you talk about
it? Oh, we're just going in our new location here down the street here by Value Village. We're going to go ahead and have one of a very famous resident artist, very wild Ukrainian of birth.
Do you know I'm half Ukrainian? Did you know that?
I knew that.
Okay.
I felt that.
He's my brother.
I felt that when you started giving me a hard time about Crimea. Crimea painting. How's that song go? Yeah.
Crimea River.
You said he was painting crunchy pickles, too.
Well, Ara is an amazing guy. We'll bring him on one day. But the point is, you'll be able to come into Leathers and you'll see an amazing Picasso-esque guy doing his free painting on every other Saturday. But his work will be there for exhibits. But it'll just highlight some of it looks great with contemporary.
But he's actually going to be painting it.
Yes,
customers
that's
cool.
Yes,
I love that. And I love Picasso, by the way.
Yes,
too.
Very creative.
I love Picasso.
So the new location is going to be very cool. And in the interim here, you need to come in and buy some money.
Yeah, you can buy some money.
You know, cryptocurrencies at Leathers. But no, what you need to do is buy some furniture that I'm giving away because it's helped funding the suffering artists at Leathers.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, actually, you should come up with a new furniture line called Crypto Leather or something
Crypto Leather, right.
Crypto Leather.
It's here today, and gone tomorrow.
Yeah. Or you can call it a theory something.
Our leather, we call it crypto leather, kryptonite leather.
Kryptonite leather.
It lasts forever, and it costs you nothing.
You can sit on it, but Superman can't.
Right. Right.
Okay. I get it. All right. But wait.
Where do we get this path?
He's over there rolling. Now, the
thousand,
I got to ask you a question.
1,000 comedians out of work. Where do we get this schmigegging from? Oh, okay, hey.
We got to put up with each other. Okay, we've been doing this for a number of years. Question I have, though, is
prison
you have,
mates.
You have never... You have never said once in this show so far, like, what is the address of your new place? Do you know?
That is such a stupid question.
Well, they would want to know how to get there.
I think it's like 5202 East Lake Sammamish. It's right by, there's the BMC across the Brown Bear. There's the Love Pantry next door in case you need to, like, get so excited by our furniture you can't control yourself. And it's the big
corner. Well, you need accents, you know.
Accents, yes. Yeah. And we have a lot of accents in my store. We're literate in many tongues.
You have, I was looking at that this morning because I don't know why, but I thought, I wonder, like, I know we talked pillows with Cynthia, but you got lamps, you got everything.
No, well, Leathers is, I mean, the name Leathers, and I should probably just change it, but the name Leathers is sort of like Pottery Barn. Do you go there to buy pottery? No. Restoration, you go to buy hardware? Not anymore. Okay. So Leathers is, amazing fabric companies, leather companies, Amish companies, reclaim companies, live edge wood tables, industrial looks,
yeah,
Art Deco, Theater Alexander. We have a lot of brands beyond leather. We have the most amazing collection of leather in 7 states, I've been told by every national sales manager.
Yeah. So I want to ask you a question. Sure. We did kind of mention this.
Make it brief. Well, yeah, I got things to do.
I know you do, man. That's why I keep looking over that this is it on your shirt. It keeps distracting
this
me.
This is it.
But anyway, what's your take on all this tariff stuff?
Well, my first take is we're all of us that have lived long enough know that bottom line is that the best way to grow American companies is to be on the cutting edge and to have the product that people want.
Yeah.
If you want to buy cheap imports, no matter what the tariff is, even if they raise the price, you're still having a cheap import.
Yeah.
So if there's a lot of great North American companies, and I include our Canadian brothers and Mexican brothers and sisters as well, who also, like our Canadians, have died on the same beaches, how we throw them in the same category. The Chinese are tough. I don't mind Trump standing up to the Chinese. They're tough. But at the end of the day, you, the consumer, controls what you buy. Not a tariff, not Trump's trade war. We don't need trade wars now. We need a community that grows what we have to offer to the universe.
So
that's what made America great, not tariffs.
And I agree. And we are about innovation and quality and things like that. So what do we have that's still on North American soil?
We still make amazing upholstery. My friend Renee RC out of California used to private label for stores like Calvin Klein. His tailoring is detail. We have Leathercraft out of North Carolina, Hancock & Moore, Sherrill, Old Hickory Tannery. We have some of the great legends still exist because people still want quality.
Yeah.
Will you pay a little more for quality?
Amish community out
there. Yeah. We have Amish. We have the real Amish, not the Amish mafia who are from Ohio. And they're still making chairs that don't fall apart.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you, the consumer, can control. I mean, there's one thing buying an iPhone. It's always been made in China. It is what it is. But we're not bringing back low-end paying manufacturing jobs at this point because Americans don't want to pay for inexpensive furniture any more than they have to. But if you're looking for quality, you have to pay the artisan who worked on a little bit more money. Yeah. That's just fair.
But the other thing, too, I mean, we've always talked about this, Mitch. I know over the years we probably mentioned it more than one time. There's the initial cost and there's the cost of ownership. I mean, if you look at the stuff that you sell, it lasts forever.
100%. Yeah. If you amortize an investment at $3,000 leather sofa versus $1,500 has a bicast or split leathers with particle board, full support, you've already bought 3 of those in a period of 10 years. Yeah. Why? Because it's cheaper, even with the tariff. But we're not going to be working for $2 an hour. I don't want my kids to go into coal mines. I don't want them to go into cheap paying factories. I'd rather we make jobs for the future.
Yeah.
Manufacturing, people buy things made in Italy that still are made in the upper end of Italy because of the quality. So if you want the quality to go away, buy cheap imports. Tariffs are no imperative. If you do, you know what? I don't care if they tax cheap imports. You, if you want to buy them, too bad, too sad. Yeah. Cry to Trump, not me.
Yeah. You know the big thing, though, when I noticed, I was just probably about 3 or 4 months ago, I was out in Atlanta, And I, you know what, there is, I mean, I know you mentioned North Carolina, there is a huge revival of craftsmanship going on in this country.
Yeah, but it's boutique and niche.
It's boutique.
But we have a generation growing up now, I don't want to badmouth girls like Lauren and women like Lauren, of course, is that they don't know, they're not orientated towards quality. They want their phone to be fast or their computer fast, but they don't necessarily care if their furniture lasts.
They want to instant an order from that big company online, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Lauren, so before we end this segment, I mean, when you would go shop, what do you consider good quality, like in a sofa, for example?
I mean, honestly, I really do love you've been talking about handmade craftsman stuff, like well made that will last forever. And I do love American made stuff too. I mean,
but would you pay for it though?
Oh man, I mean,
just say no.
I mean, I would pay a good
if
amount.
If you can afford it, you would buy it.
If you
don't have the money to buy better quality, that's not a judgment call on my end.
Yeah.
You buy what you can afford.
Yeah.
If you can't afford and you buy garbage, then you deserve what you get.
Yeah. Well, by the way, there's a lot of people listening to the show that can afford your stuff. And your stuff is competitive.
You know, and for you 1%ers out there, I'll take your money too. Don't worry.
I'll send my mom on over to your store.
Yeah, yeah. Your mom. If she's single and rich, I'll give her furniture the rest of her life.
So, hey, we got to shut the segment down, but go see Mitch out there at Leathers in Issaquah, 1520 11th Avenue Northwest, next to the Barnes & Noble. You can also give him a call at 425-392-7632. I would just put in, is it Leathers Home Furnishings? That's a
Leathers, just like Leathers.
So just Google.
Don't put just.
Google
don't
Maps
put just.
Or, yeah,
say Leathers.
Just Google Maps or Waze for all you techie people. Just put in Leathers and it will get you right.
I'll put Sexy
store.
Mitch. That always comes in.
There you go. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters. Got Radio 973 FM. Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. All right, we are back. It's fun here with Mitch Setlow.
What are we talking about?
Well, I have a question.
We should focus, people.
Just hold on here for a second.
needs Ritalin. Go ahead.
Yeah, well.
You need to be more mellow like me.
Actually, I am on a lot of Ritalin and caffeine this morning.
That's fine.
That might be counterproductive.
That's fine. I never pass judgment on what medications you're on. Just don't tell me what medication I have to be on.
Yeah.
Well,
you're the one that had the weed store. It wasn't me.
Yeah, I did have a weed store.
Yeah. Well, we won't go there. You know, actually, that's what you should be doing, having a weed store with furniture.
Yeah, people get stoned and they sit down.
Never leave your store.
Couching, yeah, I can just see it. Oh, my God.
You could call it couch potato.
Yeah, couch. I actually have me dressed up like in one of my ads years ago in Alaska. I made a paper mache. I was a potato.
Were you?
Yeah, I should bring that to you someday.
I would like to see that. I'm surprised that's not on your phone.
And you know what?
You showed me the
I don't even use drugs. Why do I need drugs when I have friends like you?
I know. Well,
it's like they say, who needs friends?
Actually, it should be.
With friends like you, who needs an enema?
it should be put this way, Mitch. It's not friends like me. It's like, why do I need drugs when I have a person like myself to be with? You're your own.
You know what? You can get high in my store. Viscerally, you can get high. Aesthetically, you can you could tap into your inner self if you're a metrosexual like you, Pete.
There is a new thing called leather huffing. You can go do that at his store too.
Leather huffing. Well, that's something that I'm going to have to Google.
All right, I got a question for you.
Wait, is that only at Leavenworth during the Oktoberfest? The leather huffers are in town.
You got to have the top grain leather. See, if you have the bifurcated stuff, you can't huff as much.
We only offer top grain leather at Leathers.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right, question. So we talked in the last segment about, and I want to ask you, Lauren, because this leads into the question I have for you, Mitch, which is, tell us your story off air. You're talking about this piece that you found.
Yeah. It was off Etsy. This guy down in California, he makes a bunch of wood. He's a wood craftsman, makes a bunch of nice stuff for vinyl. And I ordered for Christmas. It was actually one of my Christmas gifts to myself. I set up a turntable and got vinyl. And so I bought actually off Etsy one of his custom made turntable stands. It's super nice. It's like the nicest piece of furniture I have in my house. And it's quality. It's going to be around for a lifetime.
Now I have to jump in. So she's an exception to the rule.
Yeah.
The younger generation.
I know, but it does bring up though what we were talking about off air, which is you can buy cheap, and people have that choice, and they're going to have to replace it over and over, which you talked about. That's the cost of the ownership. But I want you to talk about you know, maybe if you have a certain amount of income and you're not making $150K a year and, you know, working for a big high-tech firm, there is another approach to this whole thing.
100%. So the Mr. Mitch approach is simple. Buy, like my mom said, who was a depression baby, less is more. Find the piece that's important to you. For example, you get a place, you move in, you're overwhelmed, moving expenses, you're on an income that's not paying you big money. Buy, pick the piece that you really want, the focal piece, your sofa, for example. Leather, fabric, whatever. That piece is what you want to focus on. You can always buy a electrical spool like the old days. So you can go to some of the cute little tchotchke stores and buy an end table.
The bricks and pine boards.
Yes. I mean, we've been there. But the piece that you sit on today, if you buy a cheap sofa and it's a cheap import, it's going to outgas. It's going to it's going to fall apart. It's going to be cock-a-doo-doo. And so you're better off buying one good piece. And at Leathers, we have affordable pieces. You don't have to be wealthy to shop at Leathers. The only thing you have to be, if you're wealthy and you're single and you have a financial statement, then you have to talk to me, not my salespeople. And a
go
woman.
Straight to me.
And you need to be a woman because I am okay. I am a hetero, for better or worse. Even though some people think I'm gay, I don't know why. Just because I'm flamboyant and I have style, I don't know why that's only it's kind of like sexism that only gay people could have, you know, style.
Fine taste and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I could be a hairdresser. Even though no one, I never do my hair. It looks like Stevie Wonder did it, but go ahead. but they say,
do you have a
Persian sell rugs and you see a problem and you start pointing out and you are supposed to say, oh, my friend, only God is perfect. That is the built-in imperfection. My hair is my built-in imperfection. But I'm going to go to the same lawyer and the same dermatologist that Trump goes to and get a hair transplant and get a lousy lawyer. And a lousy hair transplant.
And if you want to see, you have a picture of yourself up on the website, right?
I don't know if I do.
Well, if you go to PeteOnHolmes.com, he's up there. Actually, he's in a video. We did a whole tour of your...
No, seriously. Yeah. I'd rather people come to my store for my sexy furniture than me.
Yeah, you got to... Well, you got to check it out.
After all, I'm trying to make a profit.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you, though, you brought up here a little bit, one passing comment that kind of stuck in my head is... For people that are, let's say, take the sofa to start with, right? Because that's a focal piece. They use it every day. You have competitive prices. So when would I choose like a leather furniture, a leather sofa versus like a fabric sofa?
Great question. Give them a dollar. Seriously. We hear this all the time because some people say, well, leather's too much money or it's cold. The reason you buy leather, it's the most durable sheet of upholstery known to the human endeavor. My baseball mitt is older than three times Lorraine over there, okay? Leather's one of the few coverings that actually ages and looks better. It creates a patina. Actually, today's leathers that are popular, distressed leathers. Leather's great for dust mites, allergies. You can wipe it off. It has the highest tensile strength. It's good, God forbid, you have a fire. Also, it's easy to decorate. For you people that want to be designers or think you are designers but don't have comfort zone with leather, leather is just a covering. We have 2,000 leathers, some naked leathers, heat-shrunk leathers, distressed leathers, hand-wiped leathers, engraved leathers. Leather is just the base. It's your beautiful suit. You bring in the colors. They bring in the accents to accentuate, to elevate it. Leather is unbelievable because if you have kids, pets, parties, you put it in your house, and in 5 or 10 years, if you want to get rid of it, you do it because you want to, not because you have to. Pretty good answer.
I know.
Give me five for that.
But it gets better over age is what you're saying. It just gets
leather and I have a lot in common.
I knew that was coming. I should not have said that.
The difference that I like to always maintain, which I'm hoping to maintain, is leather is dead skin. I'm live skin.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is your skin leathery?
Skin is leather. Leather is a byproduct of the industry. So, by the way, if you are a vegan or somebody, we have tons. We even have leather, a fabric called Briso from Japan that is leather-like, and it's the tensile strength. It's beautiful. It's used in high-end cars. We have everything your fantasy will ever allow. And remember, it's not about money at Leathers. We guarantee our price anywhere in the United States. That bottom line.
Okay, but you brought up. I was just thinking of the movie Jeepers Creepers and having human skin for couches, but that we won't go there.
We're more like Beetlejuice, I think. We have some funkies.
But I got to ask you, okay, you just went on a big rant about leather.
Right.
And I love leather.
Well, you asked.
But there's a lot of people like fabric, and you have a lot of fabric.
Oh, my God.
So why choose fabric?
Well, fabric's great. A lot of people like to do like a leather sectional and fabric chairs to elevate, to bring in color. They got kind of the little wow factor. But if you want fabric, we have gorgeous fabrics. And we have leather and fabric companies that are integrated that are built heavy the frames are built on a leather frame, but you put fabric on, it'll last twice as long as today's fabric frames are built to be disposable by most companies.
Wow. Okay, we come back. I have a couple other questions about the fabric. And then also, since you brought up the fact that there's like 2,000 different types of leathers, and I probably can't even count how many different types of fabrics and colors, we're going to ask Mitch, like, well, how in the heck do you make a choice? And he can help you with that, and we'll go through that when we come back. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. So last we left off here before the commercial break, Mitch, is that a question? You were telling me about leather, then we went into fabrics. But I heard you say something like, we have 2,000 leathers, and I don't even know how many fabrics you
have. We have about 3,000 fabrics.
So, okay, so I'm sitting there listening to this, and like, well, how in the heck do I make a decision? There's so many choices.
It's just driven by a combination of form follows function. If you got a family room and you got kids and pets and parties, there's no better sheet upholstery than leather. It's the most durable. It's easy to clean. And it, worst case scenario, in 20 years, if you don't if you want to get rid of it, you can give it to your kids or whatever, donate it. If you want a fashion statement or you just have to have fabric, it's not a right or a wrong. If you want to compare them the actual specs, leather will outlast any fabric invented to date.
But the key thing is, though, I guess, because, you know, you mentioned earlier in the show about the world of Instant. You have a lot of stuff on the floor that you can just buy in your sale.
Yeah, during this.
Home.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we always have about 80% of our store, 75 days, that you can buy right off the floor. But most people in our business tend to want to choose the sofa, maybe a sectional, maybe want a chair instead of the chair and a half. Maybe they want it as a curved. They'll pick the leather or the fabric they want to order it. For those who want instant gratification, we have a ton of stuff to sell off the floor at any given time. But during this occasion, I would get in there now because I am liquidating everything, almost about 90% of my inventory, to move into the new location. That money that I'm going to take from you is the money you're going to invest in your house. And I'm going to go leave the country, and I'm going to go set up condominiums with Donald Trump
in
North Korea.
Oh, North Korea.
North Korea. at the Trump University of Korea. No, seriously, the money will go to a good cause. It'll go to my daughter's shopping spree. No, so anyway, bottom line is, you come into our showroom, we'll figure out what's your environment, what's the best for your needs, and then if you have a preference, you choose your preference. If you don't have a preference, we will always tell you leather's more practical, more durable. Okay. But we're not going to ever tell you it's great to integrate them all. With leather, you can put beautiful fabric pillows or chairs, and you can do a collage. You can do leather and fabric on the same piece. That's called a collage.
Yes,
you can do a leather on the outback, on the sides, and fabric on the seats, and you can rotate the fabrics. Maybe if you change your mood, one year you're Southwest, and next year you're into something a little more traditional. You could change your fabric cover, and then you put the seats back on again. It's called the collage. It's like if you're a significant other, you want to change the way they look and still keep them around.
Yeah.
Right? Like one day you want them white, black, brown, whatever it is. You know, or one day you want them to be, you know, you can change them, but still have the core.
I wonder if they'll
DNA.
Be able to do that to humans in the future.
They will. They will.
I was watching a really interesting show last night there.
By the way, our executive in chief could be anything you want him to be also.
Well, he already is. So
yeah. Anyway.
It's good, man.
But most politicians, in all fairness to Trump, that's not only him. They're all
you're across the board.
Across the board, most of them are suppositories to you know what. We can say the word suppository.
Have you ever had a politician come into your store and buy something? Buy a piece of furniture? A local politician?
Yeah, I've had local politicians and mayors and things like that.
Okay.
I grew up in New York politics. My aunt was Belle Abs, the congresswoman from New York. So she used to call me all the time and tell me to sell furniture or friend Shirley MacLaine and Graham. I said, or sell her house or sell her. I always have, Fabio? My cousin knows Fabio. We have celebrities come in. But at the end of the day, we'll take money from anyone.
I'm a progressive American entrepreneur.
I'm a progressive capitalist. I actually believe you can make money without screwing over your employees, paying sustainable wages, treating women equally, offering health care. You can do that. Even like my neighbors Costco that are buying my building, they're not evicting me. They're buying my building for manifest destiny, so they at least have a moral compass. You can have a moral compass in being in business.
You know, I really think you should change your business model, though, you know? You should do like the farm to table, where you kill the cows out in the pasture and then turn them into couches.
I like that idea. I was going to do this thing for, I was going to have some Hasidic rabbis driving around in an open Cadillac with guns on a ranch, and you shoot your cow, And you shoot your Jaime, you want a love seat? Boom, I got a love seat for you. And then it's going to be called the Bar Mitzvah Ranch. You like it?
I love it. I love it, man.
It's one of my concepts. But moving along. We'll talk about that next time.
Yeah, actually.
I have a lot of concepts.
That puts a great visual. Yeah. You know, you make up the best radio because I can actually picture what you're talking about.
I used to have, you know, during Cabbage Patch, I was going to have the name of the mother of the cow that's actually the byproduct of, you know, this comes from LC. And we actually have a story, but that was politically correct also. You don't have to buy leathers. You can buy wood. You can buy Amish. You can buy Reclaim. You can buy Live Edge. Like, we have so much stuff, and we're selling this stuff like crazy. Don't. You know, he who snoozes loses, Bubba.
And make sure you get out there. You want to go. I got to get a word in edgewise here.
At the Bar Mitzvah Ranch.
Make sure you get out there to see Mitch at Leathers. It's 1520 11th Avenue Northwest. This is where the sale is going on. It's out in Issaquah, 1520 11th Avenue Northwest. The best way to do it, for all you people that have phones, which most everybody does these days, just Google Maps, Waze. Just type in the word leathers in the search bar and tap start. But
seriously, Pete, this is a serious sale because we have to move everything, and we're going to a bigger space, and I don't want to move the stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Now, since you're selling off 90% of it, that means you're going to have to buy a whole.
Oh, yeah, I'm already. Don't forget, I order stuff. Some stuff takes 2 to 4 months. So we're already, this stuff's already in the pipeline.
Okay.
We were back here back in July and August, we were ordering stuff. Yeah.
You're buying all over the world, though, right?
All over the world. I believe in a global economy. I buy good stuff from all over the world. The Italians make good stuff. The Norwegians make good stuff. The Americans make great stuff. And the Chinese are evolving, too. But for now, the majority of your better furniture is still made in North America and Canada. And some stuff in Europe.
Where's it? Because brought that up in Canada.
That's why I was very upset back in when they talked about treating the Canadians the way we treat the Chinese. Our Canadians are our brothers in manufacturing, our greatest export country. It's one of our biggest resources. I have a Canadian company called Legacy. Amazing furniture, custom-made, three-generation Italian family at about 30% less than other companies that claim to do the same because of the American dollar value and our trading relationship.
Yeah.
And I hope they don't screw that up. Listen to me.
Where's Legacy located in Canada?
It's in Concord, Ontario, right side out by Niagara Falls. They're up to the north there in Toronto.
Very
cool.
Very cool. Well, that's awesome. Guys,
a nation of immigrants, Canada. They're all Italians. Well, they moved there. Yes, well, a nation like us.
And we are, too. We are, too, guys. I agree with Mitch. We're in a global economy. I'll tell you what, though. You have an excellent opportunity here to take advantage of Mitch here at Leathers and really get some good quality pieces at a great price. Get down there to Leathers, 1520 11th Avenue Northwest in Issaquah. Just put that in Google Maps or Waze. You can call up 425-392-7632 or just go to the website. It's Leathers. What's your website URL? Do you remember?
Leathersgallery.com.
Leathersgallery.com. It has the address on there, too, as well, so you can put that in your phone. Mitch, once again, man, it's always a blast talking with you.
It's my pleasure, Pete, and I won't charge you my usual fee for being here today. Be well, my friend.
Yeah, make sure on the drive time and everything, catch his commercials, too. He's going to be talking about this to get down there for this great sale. With that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk.